Next week, the annual Blues in the Natural State Festival will nestle in along Dixon Street and downtown Fayetteville. The three-day event is a product of the collective minds of the Ozark Blues Society of Northwest Arkansas. It includes Tab Benoit, R.J. Michaud, and Royal Southern Brotherhood, among many others. The acts are spread out across five stages over 3 days and nights. Friday night, April 4th, Isaiah's All-Stars will be in George's Majestic Lounge. The All-Stars have a pretty simple concept: a core trio of guitar, bass, and drums, and then an ever-revolving, evolving swirl of other musicians. The Isaiah in the band is Isaiah Warford, and this week he came into the Furman Garner Performance Studio to help us get ready for the Blues in the Natural State Festival. Isaiah brought his acoustic guitar, and with him were Dave Gesualdo on bass and Stingray on drums. Before the three played, I asked them about the musical tightrope act that can be playing in front of an audience with a different lineup almost every gig. Dave answered first, then we'll hear from Isaiah, and eventually coax Stingray to join the conversation.
A lot of the time, it seems like in the first, you know, dozen to two dozen notes, you can kind of tell.
I thought you were going to say song.
No, notes. Maybe even measures. It seems like you can tell right away if it's going to gel. Or, you know, sometimes it may take longer than that. Somebody may be on a song where they're not, maybe they're not as comfortable, but the next song they say, oh, I can do this, you know, and then it's a whole different story. But it seems like for the most part, we know right away when it's happening and when it's not happening.
For me, it's when I'm using a different bass player or drummer that comes up quicker. If I'm playing with these two guys, a lot of times it don't really matter so much when somebody else is brought in. It's a lot easier to deal with. But I like it. Keeps you on the edge of your seat, you know.
You like having that different...
Yeah. The more uncomfortable, sometimes the better.
What is it about the uncomfortableness that...
It brings out the jam stuff. I mean, the spontaneity and the, you know, you got to work a little bit to...
Might make you do something you wouldn't usually do, and that's not always a bad thing,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah,
I can see where that would be. Stingray is over here shaking his head.
Chime in here, buddy.
I'm sorry. I'm just enjoying this so far. I'm just as a spectator. But sometimes, like Isaiah said, sometimes when you are put out of your comfort zone, you might take a chance or do something you wouldn't normally do to try to change the situation, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, and that's part of jazz and jam and kind of the whole concept behind the All-Stars is, you know, I've definitely walked into a situation before with Isaiah where Dave would be on bass, and Dave and I have been playing together since 2001 or 2002, and so we've gotten pretty solid as far as knowing each other's what the next move's going to be. But, you know, you might have these, pre-existing thoughts or preemptive thoughts about, oh, this musician, well, you know, they're playing this instrument, so that might not fit with the group. And then, like Dave said, you've never played with them before, but two or three measures into it, you just look over and you're like, okay, this is going to work. You know, this is going to be really cool. This guy knows, or this girl knows, you know, what's going on. And it's just like kind of off to the races at that point.
Is it the sort of thing where you can feed off each other?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you can do that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if you talk with that. That's at least
75% of it, right?
That's the foundation.
Probably. Yeah.
That's the foundation. There's no practice. There's nobody comes to the gig knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah, when you've just met somebody, it's not like you can be like, oh, yeah, by the way, that song we rehearsed last weekend. It's like, no, you know, Isaiah has this format of going, he'll usually start the first song of the first set, and then it kind of goes in a circle. You know, okay, well, then it's the bass player's turn. You call a song, and you sing it or whatever, and which has in turn made guys like me that don't normally sing a little, he's made me a little more proactive about learning songs that I sing and taking me out of that, you know, that uncomfortable point of, you know, I don't really sing. Well, you got to. If you're going to play tonight, you know, you've got to sing a song. I don't care what it is. Why don't we do it in the road by the Beatles? You know what I mean? Something simple like that, which is one of the first songs I ever sang on stage live. But, you know, it's... it's just this circle, and you just never know what's going to happen. It could be AC/DC or, you know, Woody Guthrie.
Well, okay. Now, wait a second. Okay, so let's say you've called the first one, Isaiah.
Yeah.
And then, Dave, you've called the second one. So how in the world, say, Stingray, you know you're coming up next, how in the world are you not thinking about what you're going to call for that third song while you're still playing the second song? And you've got to pay attention because you're not quite sure what's going to happen in the second song. Seems like you've got a lot going on up there.
Maybe. I mean, not too. No, I don't have a lot going on.
If I could object real quick before Stingray answers, it may be a situation where he just starts out a beat and Isaiah calls out a key. Hmm. And then here we go.
Yeah, that's also an easy fallback because it's just in the last couple months, really, that I've started trying to build up the confidence to start singing some more songs. And so in that case, you know, with drummers, you know, Johnny Arredondo and some of the other local drummers that Isaiah uses might not be singers, but it might be a thing where he looks back and says, okay, start us off. And whoever it may be might just get into a groove. And then the bass player, you know, then it kind of just that snowball effect, and then it just becomes a jam, you know, which is also another aspect about the band that, you know, just being off the cuff like that, you know, and just go.
Isaiah, I want to ask you, you have a relationship with the Ozark Blues Society.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you guys will be playing with the Blues in the Natural State Festival, and it goes back a ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess I was, probably 17. When I first started going out to the Ozark Blues Society's blues jams. And, I really cut my teeth with them. Really did.
They were supportive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Met a lot of good friends, too. I remember, when I was 17, Corey Montgomery was 12. And I remember him coming to the blues jam, you know, and getting up for the first time. And we've been friends ever since.
There aren't many situations where you can be that young, 17 or 12, get on stage, have people supporting you, and actually be in that venue.
Yeah, there's not that many platforms. There's actually not as many around as nowadays as there were then. I'm not sure that the Ozark Blues Society's even doing a jam right now, but I sure would like to see them bring it back. There's a lot of young folks around here that need it, but.
And you represented the Ozark Blues Society in Memphis, did you not?
A few times.
Yeah? What's
different
that like?
Variations. Oh, it's fun. It's a good time. Good time. It's a lot of great players, a lot of great bands from all around the world. I met blues musicians from Poland, Japan, Germany, you know, all over the world.
When you do a festival like Blues in the Natural State or Wakarusa, do you take time out to see some people perform that you'd never seen before?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. These days, it seems like it's few and far between that there's a band that I've either A, heard of, or B, have an interest in going to see, but it seems like there'll be at least, you know, a small handful of bands that I really would want to go see. Maybe even if I wasn't playing the festival, I'd try to make it there to see them. But for the most part, it's like there's so many bands coming up, and it's hard to keep track of all of them, honestly. You know, you'll wander around and try to listen to something, or for something, rather, that draws you in. But like I said, it seems like these days it's few and far between. I hate to sound negative, but...
Hey, as far as Blues in Natural State goes, I'm looking forward to seeing Devin Allman's band, Royal Brothers.
Brotherhood.
Royal Southern Brotherhood.
Yeah, that's it. Royal Southern Brotherhood, yes.
Yeah, he set in with All Stars actually at Webby D's last spring. He was playing at the Rib Room, set in with us for a song. So I don't know, maybe that'll happen again. Maybe he'll set in with us.
Did you hear that, Devin? We'd love it if you'd come down and play with us.
What will you play in here tonight?
We're going to do a Jeff Sipe. Well, see, Jeff Sipe said it's Alfonso Johnson riff, but really it's just a jam and A. It's called Sliced Milk. We'll do that, and then we'll do an old J.J. Cal song called Same Old Blues.
Well, let's get set up then.
Check, testing. Hey. We'll be right back.
I see what you mean about getting in a groove. You guys sounded comfortable. I don't mean that as a insult.
Yeah.
But it sounded...
Felt comfortable.
Yeah. Isaiah Warford, Dave Gesualdo, and Stingray are the core trio of the band Isaiah's All-Stars. They'll play Saturday night, April 4th, inside George's Majestic Lounge from 7 until 9. It's part of the 2014 Blues in the Natural State Festival, taking place over three nights in downtown Fayetteville, sponsored by the Ozark Blues Society of Northwest Arkansas. You can learn much more about the festival's lineup and ticketing at ozarkbluessociety.org. And Isaiah's All-Stars will also be flexing their ability to stretch with a pair of interesting shows later in April. On April 11th, they'll play George's Happy Hour with a second drummer, Johnny Adondo. And on April 12th, they'll be at Webby D's in Fort Smith with Adams Collins on vibes and banjo and Tom Anderson on pedal steel and guitar. And by the way, Dave Gesualdo and Stingray can also be heard and sing as part of the band Mountains of Venus. All three were inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this week. This is Ozarks at Large.